yesterday, Russell Pierce in the Arizona State Senate said he was just dying for this battle. Couldn't wait for this battle in court. Listen.
I beg for this fist fight. I want to go to the Supreme Court. We'll win in a 5-4, maybe a 6-3, could even a greater decision than that. We will prevail. This was written to go to that battle. It was written to go to the Supreme Court. It's a battle way overdue. Enough is enough.
Of course, he's talking about SB 1070, parts of which were struck down, parts of which went into effect this week. Big story this week. And listener reaction?
This is Paul from Bronx, New York. Was glad to hear Arizona State Senator Russell Pierce. He's right on the money. Arizona is enforcing now laws that the federal government will not, and this is a great time for America and return to normalcy in America.
This is Phil Schwartz from Boston. Arizona State Senator Pierce sounded like he was really setting himself up to be the Bull Connors of the 21st century. I'd like to remind everybody that when Rosa Parks refused to get up out of her seat, she was in violation of the law, too. And sometimes it's the law that needs to change.
Well said. Strong reaction all around.
From both sides, yeah, it is well said. And that's kind of the problem here, is that we have two sides, both of whom have good points, and we're not quite meeting in the center anymore.
I mean, it may be a problem, but it's certainly entertaining to hear all these comments. Mike from Nashville writes on our website, thetakeaway.org, I don't see where the problem lies in carrying documentation stating that you are in this country legally. When a U.S. citizen visits a foreign country, we're told to keep our passport and visa on us at all times. Why do they think they're above this if they are indeed in the country legally? The last time I checked, one doesn't receive diplomatic immunity for merely jumping the Rio Grande.
I don't know. I haven't always carried my passport with me every time I've gone somewhere in a foreign country, and I haven't worried about it.
Well, it's certainly an interesting debate that continues on our website, 877-8-MY-TAKE or thetakeaway.org.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.